C-squared, you guys. Thank you. You have to listen to this one. I'm going on a rant, semi-little rant. While making a bowl of cereal, I'm mixing something new, Raisin Bran and Fruity Pebbles. Don't tell my nephew because I know these are his. So I'm going over my last year, getting my bachelor's, my first bachelor's, I should say. Bachelor's of Science in Exercise Science, Sports Administration. And, you know, I usually am only able to, you know, and I'm already doing something bad. I can't have milk. I'm lactose intolerant, but, you know, I'm having a celebration. This is something to celebrate because I feel so liberated and just know that everything's going to be okay. Like I said before, I have, you know, some anxiety battles. And I just get to thinking and overthinking, but I had an epiphany. So I had a conversation with this wonderful family friend. Her name is Margarita. And she is a blessing. And she has multiple... she's very accredited herself. And, you know, how do I explain this? I was very inexposed to the fact that there is a lot of money out there to go get us or to go to school. That being said, you know, I always thought that there was only one scholarship for me to go to school, and I'm fortunate enough to go to this school because they pay for my school, for they pay for my tuition because I'm a Native American. Shout out to Navajos. I'm 50% Native American. And also African-American. And I'm pretty sure I have a little bit of Sicilian blood in me. That has yet to be determined. I would love to find out. But, I'm approved for this grant and tuition waiver. And I'm very, very, very grateful to have that. And that's only at this one school, Fort Lewis College. Now, I didn't know... But when I went to City College of San Francisco, I was only in Kansas State University. I was only aware of one scholarship that I applied for, and I've used it, you know, multiple semesters throughout those schools, except Kansas State. And you know, it's a pretty nice amount for that helped cover a lot of my supplies and requirements. However, like I said, I thought that was the only scholarship that I applied for just because I was Native American, and I was like, oh, well, you know, it's something. But I had this conversation with Margarita, and she said, you know, there are scholarships out there, you know, just people just don't know about them. And I was like, yeah, I want to be little naive, but you know, I took it in. I love, you know, she's very cerebral, though. Every conversation with her is just wow. You take a lot of the information in, you just soak it up like a sponge, and I love it. And so today, not too long ago, I was like, you know, I'm going to just go check. So I looked up just Native American scholarships. And boom, you know, hundreds of listings pop up, this and that. And I was like, holy moly. And I was just reading these, you know, kind of being doubtful of myself. Just, oh, I probably won't be able to apply for these. And I was like, wait, hold on. You know, I got to check my stats. You know, I've done pretty darn well. And I was just amazed by how many scholarships are out there, not only for Native Americans, but, you know, not just race, or not even just race, but they had ones for, you know, bullying and anti-bullying. And I was like, not many of you know, I went through bullying situations through my grade school, elementary years, but I persevered. You know, I had a very, very, very successful, high school experience. You know, I was able to just, you know, flip a coin, complete 180, and just kept prospering and prospering and prospering. Well, I shouldn't prosper. I should say persevering, not prospering. Persevering. And I was just, wow. It's like, wow, they actually have a scholarship that. And they also have one for being, you know, like a vegetarian or vegan. So, a whole lot of practices are covered for scholarships, and they want you to go to school. So, and I also read there's like a lot of, you know, anonymous alums that are donating like at least like a hundred, at minimum $100 million. And I'm like, holy mackerel. like, there's money out there for us to go to school. I'm giving this information to you guys because I want you to be aware, because I'm so woke right now. It's shaking. Like, it feels so good. Like, I am so thankful to have been blessed with this opportunity to just, you know, finally believe, like, there's money out there for you to go to school. So you go educate yourself, go make a change in this world, you know, just get those credentials behind you, go make a change, because I feel like, you know, all the love in me could help change this world. And that's what I plan to do, or at least do my job, or I shouldn't say my job, but definitely do my civil duty in that aspect or perspective. So I want you guys to go out there and go look for those scholarships. They are out there for you. I kid you not. Like, I'm about to go apply for as many as I can, you know, with little to not no expectations of getting them, since I'm almost done. But, you know, I want to continue my schooling. If there's this money, might as well go out and get those PhDs. Like, fuck it, for real. Like, let's go get these PhDs, bachelors. Let's have numerous credentials. Just, for me, I feel so heavy about that, because I want to learn as much as I can. And with that, I want to teach as much as I can. I want to coach. You know, everybody wants to be, you know, the end result, and it's not, you know, willing to work. But that's kind of like the worst cliche, I think. You know, you just got to show it. And this is me doing, or if this is me showing or whatever, I don't know. Maybe I'll make another, in fact, I will make another episode saying, you know, what happens and whatnot if I got these scholarships. And I'd also, you know, backtrack. I always thought, you know, my athletic abilities and my talents were going to get me a scholarship. And, you know, I relied heavy on that. I want to stop that right here, nip that in the butt. That is not how to go about it anymore. We are definitely out of the generations where, you know, that's the only way out. I mean, honestly, some places, you know, it can differ. I was fortunate enough to stay in environments that were, I guess some places were wealthy, some were not. I transported to both growing up, but, you know, I still thought my athletic ability was enough to get me where it was. But I've become more than my sport. I'm growing into a man. I shouldn't say growing into a man, but I'm growing into the man I would like to be. And this is only going to get better. So, yeah, please, please, please go out there and check for yourself. You know, there's money out there to be made. And I don't mean to sound like one of those, you know, Instagram ads where, like, oh, you know, play these games. Nah, screw playing those games. You get this money, blah, blah, blah. Nah. Go get these money to go to school. Like, it's out there. Like, some of y'all may be struggling. Like, oh, I don't know, I can't go to school because, you know, I don't this, that's that. But there is millions and millions and millions of dollars out there. Maybe you qualify. Maybe you could just make some lifestyle changes to get these scholarships. Do what you got to do to succeed. Put yourself in a better position. Always, always, always. So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this bowl of cereal. I got a lot more thinking and, you know, planning to do, but this is butterfly season for me. Hopefully, a lot of you are on the same page. If y'all still in that metamorphosis, I understand. Take y'all time. But I'm ready to make some moves. Butterfly season. Yeah. C-Squared elaborates. Thank you again for tuning in. Check y'all later. I'm going to have this bowl of cereal. My stomach's going to go to crap. But, oh, well, it was worth it. We celebrating. Peace.